It was a story that sells papers. A homeless man finds an abandoned baby boy in a garbage can and saves his life. Miroslav Samsey, a man who'd been homeless for 15 years, was suddenly a household name, and his life changed overnight. However, late last week, the story that moved millions of Czechs took an unexpected twist. The sudden change of fortune landed the homeless man in a psychiatric clinic. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
When Miroslav Samsey set out to find something for breakfast in a row of garbage cans in mid-December, he had no idea that his life was about to change for the better. To his great shock, one of the containers, which usually provided him with breakfast, contained a live baby wrapped in a plastic bag. Samsey, who had no way of calling an emergency line, held the baby close to his chest for warmth, covering it up with his jacket. He approached several people, asking them to call the police, but after a quick glance at him, they all walked away. Eventually, Samsey found an officer, and the baby, critically hypothermic, was rushed to hospital. Doctors say Samsey saved the baby's life, and the man who hadn't had a hot meal in 5 years became a hero overnight. Eager for a scoop, a TV crew set out to find him, and after a lengthy search he appeared on television, bewildered at the attention he was receiving. The Prague town hall found him a home, a job, and commercial TV Nova paid for a year of free lunches. Miroslav Samsey said it was a dream come true. But the media pressure and attention of social workers proved to be too much. Just hours after having been installed in his new home, Miroslav Samsey attempted to flee, jumping out of a second-floor window and spraining his ankle. Instead of quietly returning to his old life, he was taken to hospital, where he is said to have attacked a doctor who wanted to treat him. From there, Samsey was taken to a psychiatric clinic, once again making headline news. The story has highlighted the problems of re-socialization, which make it so difficult for people on the margin of society to return to a normal life. Sociology professor Yuri Musil says that many of these people have undergone a nervous breakdown, and it is important to help them take one step at a time.
What should be understood, I think, that they are not able to function in a very highly competitive environment, and they are not able to cope, and they must be helped, in my opinion. Some of them are able to return understanding, help, sympathy, but not, you know, a kind of bureaucratic approach which we observe here. Even pressures which express sympathy, but this was to some extent exploited by the media as a kind of what we call in Czech sensation, and this damaged the man.
There are now believed to be some 30,000 homeless people in the Czech Republic, and their number is growing. Despite the fact that 97% of them were originally employed, many of them in the army, only an estimated 15 to 20% have a realistic chance of returning to what we call a normal life.